sign up for the SD Expo mailing list to receive conference updates and the 2006 conference catalog. Go to www.sdexpo.com.
Hi, I'm John Erickson for Dr. Dobbs Journal. We're here today with Bob Brewin, Sun Microsystems' recently appointed CTO of Software. Welcome, Bob.
Hey, good morning.
Bob, why is AJAX so important to developers these days?
Well, I think the simplest explanation is pure value. Historically, the gap between rich client and web client was pretty vast, but with the advent of sort of rich internet applications, for instance, those using AJAX, developers and businesses can build and deploy applications which rival desktop apps sometimes in the ways of like rich UIs and interaction. So now you can leverage the advantage of both worlds, so you get the richness of what was traditionally a desktop only application and the advantages of simplified deployment and maintenance that you get with server-side applications. So for those who are, let's say, CXOs, it also comes down to, you know, increased value in terms of total cost of ownership.
And by a rich application, can you tell me what you mean by that?
Typically, rich applications, you know, there's a couple different ways of looking at it. One of them, of course, is the UI experience, the kind of behavior you get instead of static pages, pages which are dynamic, the kinds of things you see with, you know, rollover buttons and pop-ups and tables and so on. That a lot more the kind of things that you typically see with a rich client application. The other one is sort of general interaction. Rather than having to, for instance, while filling in forms, I mean, the fact that you can do asynchronous kind of transactions with the server allow you to do things like validate passwords and so on before you continue the rest of the application, which the old static web pages didn't really allow for.
Well, another topic is web services. Web services have been around for quite a while now. Do developers still face challenges in implementing and using them, or is it simply a matter of momentum at this point?
I think it's a little bit of both. Part of it is implementing them, obviously. And while, you know, the WS Star technologies certainly provide the enterprise class features necessary for some applications that might need things like reliable messaging and security, it's a lot more work and a lot more heavyweight than, say, using the REST-based services. Pretty much every tool out there has some level of web service development capability. The question now is, we've made it easier to build and deploy them, but once they're built, you know, what sort of facilities are available to wire them up and then orchestrate them when they exist? So there are, you know, new tools that allow developers to easily model the services and business processes. For instance, our own enterprise pack features has business process modeling incorporated in it. I think that's going to help developers and businesses use and incorporate those new services they can develop, and I think that's going to help speed adoption.
One of the related topics to this, of course, is the Web 2.0 strategies.
Mm-hmm.
What's Sun's position in that, and what is its strategy when it comes to these efforts?
So we're completely committed to trying to build the best development and deployment environments for Web 2.0. Obviously, we have a set of world-class software infrastructure elements built around Java today, including, you know, AJAX-enabled tools and components. And, you know, things like our open source middleware, things like our Glassfish app server. But looking forward, I think you can see the addition of additional tools and language support beyond those, more in the lines of some of the other areas that Web 2.0 is focusing on, such as various scripting languages and frameworks. You know, all of those are, of course, being developed by the Web 2.0 developer community, of which Sun is playing a part.
Bob, your background is primarily in development tools, if I'm correct.
Yeah, that's right.
Is your role now as CTO of Software indicative of perhaps a Sun's overall business strategy in terms of moving more towards a developer-focused environment?
Yes, it is. Actually, that was one of the prime drivers. You know, prior to taking this position, I was the chief architect for Sun's developer product portfolio, so all the tools we have. And one of the goals that I have is to take those lessons that I've learned from interacting with the community, interacting with developers, whether they're, you know, in various forms, and continue to drive those sort of strategic and tactical initiatives and to improve the general developer experience for all of our software.
Well, is there a website that the listeners can go to for more information about Sun's approach to AJAX, Web 2.0, and the like?
Yeah, actually, there are. There's a couple. So the first starting point I always point people to is developers.sun.com, and this is sort of Sun's developer network portal. But for those specifically interested in Web 2.0 related technologies, there's a couple that I think you should take a look at. One of them is developers.sun.com/AJAX. Another one is java.sun.com/JavaScript.
For Dr. Dobbs Journal, this is John Erickson.
for the SD Expo mailing list. To receive conference updates and the 2006 conference catalog, go to www.sdexpo.com.